welcome everybody to another amazing episode of the XSF podcast. You got your host here, Devontae, and let's give a quick shout out to our sponsors. And quick reminder, everything you need mentioned here is going to be found right down in the show notes under the podcast sponsor section. First and foremost, we got Third Layer Skate Park and Skate Shop. Third Layer Skate Park and Skate Shop has been around since 1997, and they have absolutely been doing everything around here to the skate community to make it a better skate community. They've always been providing amazing, amazing help and just giving back. They're absolutely amazing. They got everything from their own boards to boards from real skateboards all the way to welcome. You can get anything you really want off their website, so go check them out. Links are down in the bio. Next, we got Monte Coso Skateboards. If you're watching on YouTube, I got one hung up right behind me, the OG deck. Monte Coso Skateboards is another Minnesota owned and operated business. And just like Third Layer, they're all about just giving back to the skate community, really being out there with the kids and just seeing people do what we love to see people do, skateboard. Hey Lou, let them know what's up.
We got Jetty Woodwork out in Long Beach, Long Island, giving you the best woodwork you got going, veteran owned and operated. We got Batch Roasting Co. Coffee, because, you know, we got to get caffeinated up when we go skate it out. They're an amazing place out in Brooklyn, doing amazing things, amazing people.
Check you got a out discount for code for them at for Batch?
Batch Roasting Co. discount code LBOMB at checkout for 15% off. That's LBOMB.
You got me, your host, Devontae, and I'm rolling solo today. That's all right. You know, me and Lou want to look. Schedules just got a little crazy. We thought we could do it one night, thought we could do another night, realized we got to get this podcast to the homie Clarion. Shout out to our producer by tomorrow morning, by the time I'm recording this. This won't come out until Friday this week, but it's Tuesday night tonight. And I was like, oh man, I got to get this to Clarion tomorrow, dog. I might as well hop on here and run a solo one. And what did I talk about in this solo episode of the XSF podcast? Man, I talked about all about confidence. You know, you can hear it in my voice. I'm a lot more confident ever since I've been back on my skateboard. And it's cool. You know, I've been teaching all these kids. If you're on YouTube, you get to see this little clip right now. But I'm playing a clip on the TV that is all these kids bombing a hill. And I explained in the episode about this kid who, you know, I'm not going to share too much here. You got to tune into the rest of it. But there's just some kids out there that are doing amazing things. And the power of skateboarding and the impact it has on confidence is insane. That's really what I talk about today. Not even just like the skate. I mean, I do talk a lot about skateboarding, but you can use this stuff in any part of your life. Like, don't get it twisted. Just because I'm talking about skateboarding and the confidence there, like, yo, find something that pushes you hard, bro. Like, or bro, it doesn't matter. Like, bro, senorita, you know, whatever the case may be, go find something that pushes you hard. Because if you don't, then, I mean, how are you ever gonna know if you can do something that's hard? You gotta just do it. And that's what helped me build the confidence. All right. Hope you enjoy today's episode. I needed that. You know why? Because your man's back to skating. You already know what it is. I'm just so excited. Let's see if you're watching on YouTube. And if you don't know, we do have everything that we do here on the XSF podcast audio version in visual format on YouTube. Don't know why I'm looking at the screen because I'm by myself, but I'm used to looking at Louie on the screen. So I'm looking at the screen, but I can look at the camera today. So I'm back to skateboarding. I've been back to skating now for just under a month, 3 weeks. And this is really my first week getting back to doing some tricks. Last week I was skating a little bit harder, but this is my first week showing myself that everything I've been doing in training is paying off. And nonetheless, I also had my physical therapist say the same thing to me. She actually was like, hey, I think you're at a point now where you know what you're doing. Let's have you in here once every other week because tissue tolerance is down still. And just working with another person other than myself always helps. So still seeing them once every other week. But for that most part, she said I'm doing everything amazing. I explained to her everything I was doing. I taught skate camp all week last week. I filmed over 150 movements for something that's coming out soon for you all. So just wait on that. It's coming. But, you know, and then also on top of teaching skate camp, filming all these movements, And then I went street skating. Went street skating, stacked up like 4 clips in a half an hour, because that's just how I do things. I got to get out, get the clips, get back home, focus on my family, focus on business, all this other stuff. And when I get the time to skate, I'm getting out there and I'm ready to go. Hence the warm-ups that I'm always posting and everything like that. Shameless plug to myself, but I'm just saying it works. You know, it works. I don't know if you can really see this here. What am I even doing this one? Yeah. This is my first fakie lip fakie in a long time. It was all wobbly, but it's okay. It feels really good just to be back on my board, even just when I was cruising around. And, you know, that's what I want to talk about today is how, you know, for me, I've noticed in myself, my confidence level has gone up tremendously ever since I was able to finally skateboard again. Now, for me, I gained so much confidence through skateboarding. Skateboarding is something that pushed me so, so hard. And not only because it's hard, I'm not going to lie to you. If you want to skate, it's hard, but it's so worth it. And for me, I always surrounded myself with people that were so much better than me. I still do to this day. I mean, shout out to my man's Tanner Van Vark. Ooh, the new podcast setup. I got you on the wall, my dog. Look at that. Oh, big time. I remember we were sitting literally in this basement, bro. That's so great. We were sitting in this basement and Tanner said, Devontae, we were skating flat ground, literally where I'm sitting. That's just insane to me to think about. Literally where I'm sitting and you can see all the scuff marks on the floor. Bro, I wish I could hop up and show y'all right now. I'm going to post a picture on the XSF podcast thing after this episode drops of the floor so y'all can see, and I'll tag Tanner and everything. But, you know, we used to skate down here, and he's like, Devontae, I will be pro someday. You did it, my guy. You did it, bro. That's amazing. Don't know where I was going with that. Oh, always surrounded myself with people who are so much better than me. I still do to this day, right? Tanner's a pro skater. I got my homie Jonathan Reese. He's definitely on his way up. Just watch out. Watch out for him. Got my man Jake Wooten, Jack Olson. I got a bunch of people that I've always surrounded myself with that have been so much better than me. Logan Mosey, you know, all these amazing names here, especially you know, from the Third Layer Skate Park and Skate Shop. Just saying, shout out to y'all again. You know, that pushed me really hard. But at the same time, I had to build a confidence in myself. I couldn't go to the skate park every day feeling like I wasn't as good as them. I had to tell myself inside, look, man, they might be really good, but that doesn't mean you're not good. You just got to keep skating. And that's what really built that confidence in me. And I kept going and I kept going and I kept going. You know, I was that dude that would show up and I would get hurt left and right. And that's why, you know, I kind of started what I started. So, you know, kids stay away from the things that I was doing, warming up your body correctly, all that good stuff. But off of that note, the confidence building up from it was just insane. I remember being 8. So I started skateboarding when I was 8 years old, right? And I was one of those kids that fell a couple times and I was over it, this and that. And then I remember going to Third Layer with my grandpa. I talked about this in another episode. And I saw Damn Am for the first time. And it was just so crazy. And I was so nervous walking in there, being around all these big dudes, older, old heads, essentially. They're like my age. And I think about it like they're probably 24, 25. But it's just funny because when you're that little, you know, you look at things different. And for me, it's something that I still remember of how I felt. Even like going to my first contest, man, those butterflies were insane. Bro, I can't even explain that feeling. I mean, I've done snowboard contests. I've done USAA, I think is what it was called, contests. I won a couple of those back in the day. You know, I never felt as nervous as I did then on my skateboard. But, you know, after that first contest, and then you start getting out the way and you start telling yourself like, hey man, I can do this. Whether it was a good contest or a bad contest, for me, it really did push me to be like, okay. Now, honestly, I don't even remember what my first one was. Oh, I believe it was actually hosted by Volume Skateboards. It would have been Zombie Board Shop, actually, I believe. Yeah, it was out here at my local skate park. I think that might have been the first contest I ever did. trying to think what it was called again. I can't recall. Hey, if anybody listening knows, please let me know if you remember what that contest series was called. I remember that's actually where I saw Jonathan Rhys for the first time, which is hilarious. But, you know, I remember that and just feeling so nervous and then going to third layer, feeling nervous again. But then that nervousness started to go away. Now, why was that? Well, I'm a firm believer in the fact that I just got more confident in myself. I walked in up in that mud truck and I was like, hey, man, I'm just as cool as any of you. Man, I could do that. I just got to try hard enough. I could do that if I want to, but I really don't. But I could do that if I really wanted to. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was one of those things that started to build in me, like, okay, cool. But then again, you know, I was talking to Trog. Hey, shout out Trog Army to the death of me. But Trog, if you don't know, Trog is the ramp builder out here at Third Layer Skate Park and Skate Shop. If you guys need a ramp built, hit him up. And if y'all need ramps, I'm sure we could work something out and get it delivered to you. Don't quote me on that, but I'm sure Trog can work something out. He's pretty amazing. But, you know, we were talking today and he was talking to the kids at skate camp. And he was talking about how, you know, getting overly confident can bite you right in the ass. And it definitely can. I've had this happen to me multiple times where you pull up to a spot and maybe you look at the spot, you the first time seeing it, and you're like, oh, dude, I got this, bro. No, I got this. And you go do a warm-up trick and get worked or whatever the case may be, right? Because you're just like overly confident in the fact that you can do the trick you want to do. Not saying you can't be confident in it. Be confident in yourself. But don't let yourself going thinking that things are easy, especially on a skateboard, right? Like, there's so many variables that can come into this. Always be confident that you got this, but, you know what you're doing in that moment. And he was talking about how he just wanted to go do a board slide, overly confident, you know, been doing board slides for years and years and years. All of a sudden, slipped down, whap, broke his leg. Yeah. Broke his leg. And it happens, you know, and I've had it happen to me where I remember specifically one time we pulled up to, gosh, what was the spot? Oh, man, now I'm forgetting. Oh, it was Basilica. It's a double set that we have here in Minnesota. It's actually pretty famous. It's been quite a few videos. I know Steve Nesser has some clips on it. I know Davis Torgerson, Jack Olson, Tanner, Jonathan, all those dudes have clips on it. This one I was like 16, and I started getting a lot better at skating fakie downstairs. So I was like, okay, and if you don't know what fakie is, it's essentially riding the way I usually ride, but I was riding backwards. So you're still popping off the tail like you usually would with a regular ollie, but I'm actually going backwards down the set as if I'm going switch, but I'm still going to pop off that tail. I'm going fakie. And I got decently good at doing just frontside half cabs down stuff. You know, I was like, all right, cool. But I would always fakie ollie first. And I remember I was like, oh, I got that. That's cake, dude. I pulled up. I was like, oh, easy. I went to pop. It didn't pop. I was still committed. And I firecrackered the last set and just slipped out and just side body slam to the concrete. Like, I went straight WWE. I needed to win this belt. The concrete was my opponent. Like, that's how hard I went down. And it's just so silly to me that that happened. Because if I would have, like, looked at it, analyzed it a little bit, maybe ollied it first and then been like, oh, okay, you know, which is something I would do now. But you have those moments. We all do. But still, I mean, skateboarding got me to that point to be able to just jump down a double set rolling backwards. I was like, ah, dog, I got this. You know, things go wrong sometimes. I get that. A little bit overconfident in that moment. But, I mean, I still did it, though. I still told myself I can do it, which is still very, very incredible to me. And, you know, I've seen something amazing from just the little ollie over the bump to bump. Blah. They feel so good to be just skating again, cruising around, doing what I do. I just love it. Not at where I would be. I started flipping my board again, which is really nice, but I got to be careful on that. The ankle's feeling a little dusted lately, but like I said, I was doing a lot the last weeks. It's not really, I've gotten out of the pain situation where it was pretty painful for like a day, and that day turned into a couple hours, and then about an hour, and then now it's more soreness, and I'm managing, watching how long that soreness takes to go away. If it's sore the next morning when I wake up, all that good stuff. Those are things you all can focus on. But it just feels so so good to be back on my board, because I've noticed in myself, in my relationship with my wife, with my kids, with people around me, with what I'm doing in business, with where I know I'm going in life, and who I am. Again, you know, I mean, when we lost Henry, it was something that it messed me up. You know, I haven't been a father for long. I've been a dad for 3 years. My oldest is 3 and a half, and I have had a lot of trying things happen to me in those 3 years. But one thing I never let happen was my ability to be a father. And this Henry thing, you know, it did that to me. And that happens in our lives. But, you know, ever since then, I just haven't. And then right after that, or actually right before that, is when I got injured, skated for his little private session we had at Third Lair. Skated on my injured ankle, and then went and found out that I had torn everything apart, my ankle and all that, and had to get surgery. So then I was sitting for months, right? About 5 months recovery until I was like back on my feet, moving around the way not even just moving around the way I wanted to, but just at least walking comfortably without a boot or a brace. And then I got re-injured. When me and the family went to Chicago, my son, oldest son, went to go put him in the car, right? And he decides, bloop, he's going to try to step around the backside of the car. So, I mean, he didn't even get to the backside of the car. Mind you, we're on a busy street in Chicago. So I reacted super fast, stepped off that curb with my bad leg, not even thinking about it. And I think I would have been fine if I didn't step into that damn grate got me. It got me so bad. I stepped right down into a grate in the road that went straight across. So it was just this about how literally the width of my foot. It was just about just narrow in that. So my foot landed and bloop, just whopped over, and all my weight was going that way, right? So I was leaning that way to catch my son to make sure he didn't go out in the street and block him off. In the situation, it burned really bad. I went and walked around a museum for the kids. Hey, do what you do for your kids. For real. But I just walked around, did all my stuff, got back, and I was like, dang, this doesn't feel good. Went back to the doctor. They're like, hey, you luckily didn't rip anything again or tear anything again, I should say, but you did pull on that internal brace pretty good that we put in your ankle, which pulled on my bone, which caused bone edema, which is essentially just bone swelling. And it's no fun. It hurts really bad, and there's not much they can do. If it doesn't go away, they can go in and fix it up, but they try to avoid that as much as possible. I already had to have them go in and drill 3 holes into my bone already. So, yeah, let's try to stay away from that. But then I was put back in a boot, and, you know, that was a whole 7 month, almost 8 month process for me. And, you know, I've been injured a lot, but I've never been out of skateboarding for that long. Even when I cracked a vertebrae in my neck, I don't think I've ever talked about that in the podcast. I'm not gonna go too in depth. I literally just came up short on a double cork and caught the knuckle of a jump at Highland Hills here in Minnesota. And Christmas Eve, when I was 11, I was 14. My apologies, I was 14. I came up short on the double cork and just landed. Just, if you could see what I was doing right now, it's just literally chin and chest, just like the feet up in the air, just straight out in front of me, whop, just like, just upside down, just bad. And that tension pulled, and I had like a hairline fracture in one of my vertebrae in my neck. Very lucky I didn't, you know, get crazy, crazy paralyzed from that. I believe I have people watching over me above, so thank you to everyone up there. But, you know, I wasn't even out from skateboarding for that long. For that, it was probably like 4 months, not even. I think it was like 3, but that's also back when, like, I didn't listen all the way and probably got back to doing stuff a little bit too fast. You know, that's why we're here. That's why Extreme Strength and Fitness is here, for the skate game, for everybody out there who knows they're an extreme human. You know, we're here for you. But, you know, for me, just haven't been out skateboarding for that long. And it just was, it was hard. It's really hard. You know, I started questioning the moves I was making, if I was doing the right thing with my life, which I ain't going nowhere. I mean, I ask myself that all the time. That's something I'm very thankful I'm able to do, but I always look at something and I'm like, all right, what do you want to be doing with your life? Well, I'd like to have a fitness business, you know, something in the health industry that's helping people. Okay, cool. All right. I'd like to incorporate that with skateboarding as much as possible. Okay, cool. And I'd like to get paid to skateboard in some way. All right, cool. Teaching kids how to skate. Oh, that's even better. Man, I'm living my dream, bro. I couldn't even be like salty like that. But it was more so like just confidence in myself, like decisions I wanted to make, posts I wanted to do even. Like, oh, is this right? Oh, who's going to blah, blah, blah? Who's going to care about this? And all that silly stuff, right? And that is no longer the case. I mean, I'm at this point now where I'm just back doing what I do. I do what I do, and if you like it, you like it, you rock with me. If you don't, that's all right. Peace and love, baby. I'm always going to show my kids love first, so I got to do that too. But it's crazy to me how, I don't know if you can hear the difference in me, but ever since I started skateboarding, I know the last like two podcasts, I've just felt so much better being on the mic even and just talking to you all. Now, I don't even know how many listeners we have. I really should look at the analytics a little bit more, especially after the Jake Hayes episode. And if you didn't know, we just got done interviewing Jake Hayes. I actually did that episode back in July on my birthday, but I was having some issues getting the recording from where we host where we record all of our stuff for the podcast. And yeah, took a little bit, but you know, it was on my birthday. It was pretty tight. So thank you, Jake. I really do appreciate that. But yeah, we did a JK's interview, and he was an amazing person to talk to. And when you talk to a pro skateboarder of that level, it's cool because you see their confidence on the skateboard, and that translates into a lot of the other stuff they do. Not saying everybody's comfortable in front of a camera or talking to for an interview or all anything like that, but they seem to do pretty well, even if they're not very social people. And it's like, all right, well, I got this. Let's just get it done with. Whatever the case may be in that person's head, you know, it's just cool. And where was I going with that? I said Jake Hayes something. Totally lost my train of thought. But where I will go with this is talking about what I've more recently realized with confidence and kids. So I'm going to be playing a clip here on the YouTube, if you can see on our TV, if you're watching on YouTube, and if you're not, hey, please go subscribe, go like, go share. You know, all that stuff really does help. It is going to get our message out there. And if you like what I'm saying, if you talk to me at the skate parks, if you're one of the parents I've talked to, if you're the homie, like, yo, please, yeah, I love that you listen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you a million times over from me and Lou. Sharing, liking, downloading the episode, subscribing, all that stuff helps us get the message out there more. But what I'm showing here on the TV is just something so cool. You know, it's these kids I've just been working with for a day now. You know, we worked with them yesterday and then today. And it's just so amazing. We're all out there bombing this hill. And most of the kids, one kid in particular, he wasn't even comfortable riding down the ramp standing up, and he wanted to ride on his stomach. I actually give him a fist bump at the end of this video. Sorry, I'm yawning because it's very late for me. Not really, but I'm just tired today. But I am filming this a little bit later than I usually do. But yeah, we're giving fist bumps. And the last dude I fist bump right here, he was so unconfident in himself that he couldn't do it, or because he fell one time and all this stuff. And you know, I don't know if I got this from the military or how I do things. I don't even think it's from that, because I don't believe in like breaking the kids down necessarily, because skateboarding does that enough. Like, skateboarding will break you down. But what I do is I talk to the kid like, hey, like if he fell and he's saying he's going to give up, I just make it clear like, hey, man, you know, are you going to give up when stuff gets hard in the future and you want all these things? You know, because I talk to these kids, I ask them, like, what are your goals in life? What do you want to do with your life? Do you know where you want to go? I'm just curious to see what they have to say, because every kid is so individual and so interesting. It's so awesome to see, like, that these kids are just here to skate and have a good time. And some of them want to be doctors, some of them want to be pro football players, you know, all this other stuff. But the fact that they're on that skateboard right now, like that's the cool part, man. And, you know, one day in, you know, today, so yesterday he was riding around on his stomach, fallen one time, didn't want to get back up on his board, to today, you know, Trog getting him the confidence to ride down at least the ramp with holding on, and then I got him to ride down the ramp without holding on to his board, standing all the way up the biggest ramp that we had at the park. That transferred to us riding down this hill bombing this hill by the skate park, and he stood up the entire time. In the video, I don't have the audio playing or anything like that, but he even tells me at the end, "Hey, Coach Fonte, I got hit by a board while I was standing up and I went right through it." And I was like, dude, ram it down, dog. Let's go. It's just so cool to see that that's in a day. And it was the fact that, you know, he told himself, I didn't say, let's go hill bomb and make you stand. I'm gonna make you stand up. I was like, hey, you want to come over here with us? And he was like, yeah, man, that'd be awesome. And then all of a sudden, you know, everybody else is about to go. I'm like, hey, you got this? And he looked at himself, looked down. He was like, yeah, I got this. Totally different kid from yesterday. And I attribute that to this skateboarding stuff. And you get it from everywhere else. You know, I got confidence from different things in my life. The Army, even, like, you know, they really tried to break you down, but you had to tell yourself, like, bro, listen, I'll be straight. I'll survive this. Like, it is what it is. They're just going to say what they're going to say. And you got to, you know, they might try to build you up. Sometimes my NCOs didn't, but, you know, they just kind of went ham. That's cool, though, because I am who I am. I know who I am. And maybe that I feel like from skateboarding, I knew who I was because I love what I do. I knew what I wanted to do with my life at a young age. You know, I just took my journey where it took me, and I carried that with me. And also, just like I said, being around people that push you, you know, that push you to do better in whatever you're doing, whatever the thing is that they might do better than you and you want to be better at. Like, that's something that really did help my confidence. And I've seen all these kids. I've even had kids that the homie Ryan, he's been working with, that moved up to the advanced group with me today. And dude, it's so amazing to me what skateboarding can do for these kids. And just know this, right? If you don't skate, I get it. But what I will say is find something that is going to break you down. Not necessarily like you got to get beat up for this and that and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, find something that is hard, that is challenging. Challenge yourself and make yourself finish it out. You have to. You know, I do this all the time. If I fail something, if I fail an exam that I'm trying to take or something like that, you know, I might get a little angry, a little upset, but I don't just close the laptop and never think about it again. I tell myself, all right, dog, let's take a break for a second. Well, now, what did I do wrong? Then I start really understanding what I was trying to learn. Same thing with skateboarding. I fall. And then all of a sudden, something clicks. And that whole time I'm falling, I have to tell myself, I can do this. I know I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. And I've done that for years now. And it's something that I will always be grateful for, that skateboarding was able to do that and supply that in my life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, skateboarding. And for everybody out there who might struggle with self-confidence, you know, one of my biggest tips is you gotta start pushing yourself. And if you feel like you're being pushed too hard, then you might just want to look at the things you're doing and see if maybe the things you're doing just aren't really what you want to be doing. Sometimes we do stuff because we know we need to, but at the same time, you got to be able to do stuff you want to do. So, I mean, maybe think about it that way. A little bit of a rant episode for you all, but I just, man, if you don't know by now, I love skateboarding. It is just what I do. I love the fact that I can work with Third Layer and teach skateboarding to these kids. not even just skateboarding, but the principles behind it. Now, we will get more in-depth into some fitness episodes here coming up, but, you know, hey, we just chopping it up. That's how we do it over here at the XSF Podcast. Really quick, before I get going tonight, I just want to mention our coaching services. So we do have online coaching. You can check everything out at our website. Me and Lou both have coaching slots available. So if you want to see how you two are capable of being extreme, then go ahead, book yourself a consultation, and we'll walk you through why we already know you're an extreme human and how we can assist you further in your goals in fitness and health. And if you're a skateboarder out there and you want coaching in skateboarding, then feel free to hit up Third Layer Skate Park and Skate Shop and ask for Coach Devontae. They'll set you up with a private lesson for me. I believe it's like $12 an hour. I don't know how much they charge for them anymore. I honestly don't know the exact price, but I know it's not too bad for an hour. But off that note, just totally had a brain fart right there. If, like I was saying, if you guys need coaching, everything will be down in the show notes. I'll also have little pop-ups on the screen here for anybody that's watching on YouTube. I was just doing some crazy stuff with my hand. And take a sip of some tea real quick. Hey, little tip. Elderberry. If you're ever feeling sick or you want something that kind of is an immune booster, get some elderberry in your diet. That's has some pretty cool effects. Look it up. Talk about it more in another episode. But if you want in-person coaching and you are in Minnesota or New York, me and Lou still got you. I'm out here in Minnesota. My man Lou is out there in New York. If y'all want coaches who put their all into their clients, then we are the coaches for you. We don't play around here at Extreme Strength and Fitness. We take this very, very seriously. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, oh, my coach is just going to, you know, tell me what to do, this and that, blah, blah, blah. No, every single day that we work with you is an assessment. You know, we're looking at how you move, how you feel. We're really taking everything into account that you do on a daily basis in your life. And we're taking that into the programming. We're taking that into the workouts with us. And we're taking that along for the ride to give you the tools you need to go on for the rest of your life. You know, we don't want you to be with us for years and years and years. Nah. But if you mess with us, cool. Let's keep it rocking, dude. I mean, yeah, I want to build a big, big community. But if you're doing personal coaching with us and, you know, the goal there is to give you the tools necessary for you to go out and be a badass individual. So make sure you go sign up for a consultation today. It's super easy. It takes about 2-3 clicks. Good to go. Enter your little card information. Speaking of which, we do offer free online consultations all August in the name of my man. Got a little choked up. Sorry. In the name of my man, Henry Gartland. You know, I spoke about this on a recent post, and I was just saying how Henry was able to reach so many people. And he was not only able to reach a lot of people, he made an impact in every single one's life. That inspired me to want to try to make an impact in everyone else's life. So let's get these consultations rolling, open them up for free online so I can try to talk to as many of you skateboarders out there as I can to see how we can assist you in your goals. Now, one more thing before I sign off. Make sure you tell the loved ones around you that you love them. Don't let another day go by. Don't let another second go by. If you feel like you got to text somebody and say, what's up? Text that person and say, what's up? Hit up your homies. Hit up your mom in the morning and say, I love you, mom. Hit up your grandma if she's still alive. You know, talk to all these people, even if you're not tight with them, you know. You know, reconnect, you know, if you feel like you need to, do so, because it's there for a reason. That's one thing I want to leave everybody off with. Like I said, anything that I mentioned today will be down in the show notes. I'll also have like a Third Layer camp thing that you guys can check out. And I'll make sure that I put in the private sessions as well for Third Layer on top of the other stuff that we usually have down in our show notes. So, I mean, I really hope you all enjoyed today's episode. I know I did. I hope that if you don't skateboard, You get out there on a damn skateboard just once. Just try it out. See what's up. I'm telling you, I'm going to be pushing this skate thing for a long time to everybody I talk to. But for real, hey, last thing I'm going to say is just know that everyone is capable of being extreme.